The social services sector warns that cutting taxes at this time is unconscionable and will do nothing to ease the rising cost of living. The Australian Council of Social Services budget submission calls for more investment in social services and an urgent boost to unemployment payments. Catherine Gregory reports.
It's not just business tax cuts the government's planning. There's also been talk of personal income tax cuts. And the Australian Council of Social Service is worried. Its chief executive is Dr. Cassandra Goldie.
Income tax is not the main pressure on household budgets. The biggest increases in the cost of living, for example, over the last 6 years, have been in out-of-pocket expenses for essential services.
ACOS's pre-budget submission to the federal government says public revenue needs to be strengthened rather than weakened with tax cuts.
The government legislated a personal income tax cut last year, which cost $4 billion, didn't help people on very low and modest incomes. And at the same time, the federal government is still pursuing savage cuts to social security and not investing properly in essential services.
ACOS suggests a raft of other revenue-saving measures, including abolishing the private health tax rebate. It also recommends spending to counteract the rising costs of essential services. But Dr. Goldie says the most urgent priority is to lift the unemployment payment or Newstart.
The unemployment payment has not been increased in real terms in over 24 years. It's now, the base rate is just $38 a day. It needs to be increased by $75 per week. This would be a crucial investment.
Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says boosting the dole is an economically sound idea.
What Australia's done, or more to the point, has failed to do with unemployment benefits for virtually a quarter of a century now is verging on a national embarrassment. Incomes go up over time. The unemployment benefit hasn't. It just moves with prices. It doesn't move in line with wages to the point where it's now less than two-fifths of the minimum wage.
He points out that budget repair is important, but it should not come at the cost of the unemployed.
Our unemployment rate is relatively low. That's why it's not a big cost to the budget, and raising it would also not be a big cost to the budget and hence not a big push along to the economy.
Asked about the push for a boost to Newstart, the Minister for Social Services, Dan Tehan, says around two-thirds of people on Newstart leave income support within 12 months and 99% of Newstart recipients receive additional payments and supplements.
Catherine Gregory reporting.